Industry Perspectives podcast, presented by SingleOps, a podcast for green industry professionals looking for best practices, tactics, and tips. This is bonus content from Sync Live 2024.
Welcome back to this bonus episode of Green Industry Perspectives, presented by SingleOps. I'm Jay Wirth. Really excited to have with me here Jeffrey Scott from Jeffrey Scott Consulting. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're here at Sync Live 2024. And Jeff, I'm asking experts in the field the same two questions, just as a quick snippet of insight for pros going into this season. What's one thing that green industry professionals should embrace in order to be successful in 2024, and what's one thing that they should either stop doing or avoid doing if they really want to get to the next level?
Well, there's not many silver bullets in life, right, in the world, in business, but building your leadership team, building your your team in general, really is the underpinning of all great successful companies. I was giving a talk earlier today. We were talking about Apple, and you know, it looks like they're riding on a momentum of fairy dust, right? It's just like the stock, all the products they have, the appeal, the jazz. And it looks like the products are the star, but there's no way that they have done what they've done without an amazing team.
Yeah.
Layers of amazing people in their company. And none of them are the star, right? You know,
right,
after Steve Jobs, you know, that Tim Cook's not really even the star anymore,
right,
or it ever was. But you know they have killer team there.
Yeah.
And so this stuff doesn't just happen. You don't just get to the top and stay there because of just momentum.
Right.
You know, or just one great product. It takes a killer team. And so embracing, investing in that team, and yes, the cost of employees have gone up a bit or a lot, depends how you look at it. But you can't shy away from the cost of bringing on great people, because great people, really great people, will make you money.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Now, do you think that it's something that they should invest at? Are you talking about just senior leadership, or should they be investing in their team at all levels through the organization?
I think it's all levels. I mean,
yeah,
certainly senior leadership for sure. But
because the right senior leaders will help trickle that down, right? Like, if you've got your senior leadership right and they have the right mindset, is that, does it filter down, or are you saying like just be deliberate with it at each level?
Well, it depends where you are, right?
Yeah, okay.
What
That's fair.
Size company yeah. is listening? What's your average size user?
Oh my goodness! For us, an ideal customer is on the full service landscape side is generally 3 million and up, probably a team of 20 or 30 people
sure.
as an entry point, but.
So let's take that. So
yeah.
for them, it's solidifying their leadership team. And, you know, that might be the top 3, 4, 5, 6 people.
Yeah.
And so I think at that size, they're still investing in that leadership.
Yeah.
And, you know, landscape companies save their way, not to the top, but they save their way up to a certain point because
right.
it's just about, you know, grit and perseverance that helps them build that company. But at some point, you have to flip the switch and say, all right, we're now investing for growth. And I'm not saying they weren't up until this
yeah,
point,
yeah.
but now, okay, don't let that scrimping attitude pollute how you start looking at expenses, people,
right,
and start really thinking of them as investments. And if you want to beat the market, then you better have a better team.
Yeah.
And it's not always about money, but don't let that be,
don't let it be the what holds you back from having a quality team.
Yeah.
No, I love that answer.
And the chicken and the egg. Do I get to work first or hire the person first?
Yeah.
Hire the person first if you find a great person.
Yeah, make room for them.
It's really, I hate to say it depends, but when you find the great person, that's when it's time to bring them in.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with that anymore. What's something they should stop of doing or avoid doing to make sure that they're not in their own way as they're trying to scale or level up?
Well, let's pick something. We also talked about it today during my talk. But, I'm a big goal-setter believer. One thing I see, though, is companies taking on too many goals.
Yeah.
So I would say refrain from setting too many goals.
Okay.
And try to pick fewer goals, fewer initiatives, and dive deeper, push them further, the implementation, in your company. And when you can do that, that's when you really can see a... I'll give you an example. Software.
Yeah.
Too many companies will implement it to some small percentage, 30%, 50%. They don't really push...
all of it.
They don't even use half of it or two-thirds. And so they get good return, but not great return.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you try to use all of it, you get diminishing returns.
Right.
Probably. But there's a lot more that people leave on the table. And then I see people switching softwares. This didn't give us what we wanted. Really? How much?
You didn't put the effort into learning all of it was capable of.
I think so. Yeah. So to do all that, you can't have too many goals at once. So don't have too few. I know this sounds kind of Pollyanna. Yeah. Don't have too few, but because some do. Some are too conservative.
Yeah.
But too many entrepreneurs are like, oh, we're going to do this, and this. No. You got to get a little bit more linear in how you tackle these things so that you really do tackle them. And that's going to give you your springboards forward.
Yeah, it's a little bit about understanding bandwidth too, right? Like you've only got so much capacity. And it's like when you are trying to figure out what services to offer, right? I worked for a company one time that has 8 service lines. And I was responsible for the marketing. How am I supposed to market 8 service lines with the budget that I've got?
Yeah.
We have to prioritize some and really lean into those.
Yeah.
And it's essentially the same principle, right?
Like, it is.
Narrow the focus so that you can dive deeper into those goals and make sure you smash them.
Yeah, there's a book I read, it must have been 10 years ago. I think it was called The One Thing. Remember, you know that book?
I don't know, but I'm interested to check it out now.
I think it was written by somebody Keller from the real estate company.
Okay, yeah.
You know, so The One Thing is The One Thing.
Yeah.
And really all about, do you know what your one thing is at any given time? That if you do that one thing, it's going to push all your initiatives forward.
Yeah.
And so everybody, and not just the owner, but everybody should know, hey, here's the one thing I'm working on.
Yeah.
That this is the one thing for my company or department or division right now, that if I nail this one thing,
everything else starts to shift.
Everything, yeah, it's the biggest lever arm to my company to get the biggest shift.
I love it. Jeffrey, thank you so much for making the time today. I really think this is valuable.
If you want more from me, sign up for my newsletter.
Yeah, that's right, absolutely.
At jeffreyscott.biz.
All right, thanks so much.
Thanks.